I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, a Sudanese believer may find out whether or not he's facing an apostasy charge, a crime which carries the death penalty. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor explains the details of the case.
On the 13th of October, officers of the National Intelligence and Security Services in Sudan broke up a meeting of Christians in a house in the city of Niala.
12 were arrested and 3 released. But because some were believers from a Muslim background, they were tortured and pressed to recant. Just one refused.
The church leader, Tajuddin, was released on the 22nd of October, pending a court hearing. The suggestion is that he will be charged with apostasy. He's been instructed to report to police every 3 days.
That hearing is tentatively scheduled for October 28th, so please be praying. And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, puts a prime focus on what it means to be an indigenous church and how they can help it grow. Sat7's Dennis Ween says they provide resources specifically for believers in the region, some of whom may never meet another Christian. A key point in the ministry is to stay culturally relevant so they're more effective in the region.
As we think of Western Christianity, we haven't gone through the same realities. We don't understand in the West persecution. And so we have to be careful as we repackage from one continent to another, and it's best to have them make their claim to a biblical Christianity in a culturally relevant, appropriate, and positive way.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.